Welcome back. This is Bart Baggett, and on this side of the tape, you're going to hear the infamous Howard Stern Show with his guest, me, Bart Baggett. And I have to tell you, after doing hundreds of radio shows, I rarely get nervous for a radio interview. It's almost like a stand-up act or something. You've done it 100 times, you know what you're going to say. But this show, in December of 1987, I was nervous. And I'll tell you why I was nervous, because he insisted that we do the show a little bit different than I normally do. I have the host fax me a sample of their handwriting, listeners, but they sent me 5 handwriting samples with no signatures, and I hate doing that because it's not near as entertaining because you don't get instant feedback. As it turned out, though, it actually extended the interview, and because I had a few days to work with the handwriting, I could find the subtle differences between the 5 samples, which was very difficult because 5 people that work together in a radio business where their mission is to be funny and witty, they have a lot of similarities. So take a seat, sit back, and enjoy this copy of the Howard Stern Show as it aired in December 97. I was by telephone in Dallas, Texas. They were, of course, live from New York, syndicated into 13 markets across the country with, I think they say, 13 million people listening. And I want to apologize for the very, very poor quality. It is the best copy of the tape I get my hands onto, so you may have to turn the volume up a little high, but I've had literally dozens and dozens of friends and family and students and, of course, other radio producers request to hear this tape, which he gave me the big 2 thumbs up, and as a result of it, we've got hundreds and hundreds of new customers. So it was a great interview, and here it is, Howard Stern live with me, Bart Baggett.
I know Bilbo Baggins, but I don't know Bart Baggins.
Do you know Bart Fart Momart, Banana Fanta Popart? Bart Baggett is a handwriting expert.
Oh, yeah?
He's written a book, How to Analyze Handwriting in 10 Minutes or Less.
Oh, we could all do this then.
Yeah, we could learn how to do this. Okay. Believe it or not, we could actually learn something. If it only takes 10 minutes.
Get a skill.
If it only takes 10 minutes, you can probably teach us right over the phone.
Yeah.
Automatic charisma for your chemistry.
Hey, Bart.
Hey, Howard.
How you doing, man?
Well, 10 minutes. I can do it in 10 minutes.
You could. You say you can teach us how to analyze handwriting in 10 minutes.
Well, yeah. Part of the good thing is some of these traits are so simple, even like the most idiots of your audience could look at their own handwriting.
Hey, Bart.
Either pathological liars or not.
Be straight with me. Is this a bunch of crap, or you really can do this? I mean, have you ever,
are you used on cases and stuff to determine? Yeah. What happened with the JonBenet Ramsey thing and that suicide or the ransom note?
2 questions. A, is it bull? Is it bull? No, Howard, it's not. If I did this, I was 14 years old, and like 80% of corporations in France screen their employees with handwriting.
Right. Really?
Really accurate. If you know,
yeah, that's France.
Hey, Howard.
Go ahead, yeah.
He claims, I heard a tape of him, he claims that he managed...
Imagine you have crummy handwriting, you can't get a job in France. Yeah, go ahead.
Basically, yeah.
He claims that he picked his current girlfriend, who's supposed to be really hot, based on her handwriting.
Is that right?
Wait,
you got a hot girlfriend?
Did you see her first?
Actually, I looked at her, and I looked at her handwriting, and I went, this is a good match.
Yeah, she's hot?
Oh, she's real hot. But the thing is, I've been doing this for half my life, so I've had a lot of really hot girlfriends that were really psycho.
How did you pick it up at 14?
Well, my dad's a psychologist, and he taught me. He goes, here, let me look at your handwriting. I said, yeah, right, Dad, this makes sense. And he said all these great things, like your self-esteem is low and self-conscious, and he says, this is what you should do. And I thought, man, this is pretty cool, but maybe he just knows me because he's my dad.
Right.
And so I took this book by Dr. Walker, who we teach our home study courses with, and sure enough, like, everyone that I knew was like, Bart, this is 80, 90% accurate.
And you go out with a hot chick, and all of a sudden you say, hey, write something down?
Oh, man.
And I know we had to write sentences. What did she write down? I'll give you oral sex.
Actually, Howard, you know where he met her?
Where?
She was taking one of his courses.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. You sly bastard, Bart.
Hey, man, whatever. You know, Howard, I did this for self-improvement. Ended up that there is no... I've got men all over the world that take these little deck of cards that Gary may have given you, and they just meet girls because it's so much fun, and they can figure out which ones are nuts and which ones are, like, you know, really hot.
All right, never mind all this, Bart. Let's get down to us.
All right. That's what we're at this
time. You have handwriting samples, 5 handwriting samples in front of you.
Right.
Let's go to handwriting sample 1 now.
Okay. Do you know what handwriting sample 1 is?
Okay. Do I know?
Gary would not tell me a darn thing about who this was. You didn't give me a signature.
All right, now what we're going to do, Robin, is let's hear what Bart thinks of handwriting sample 1, and then we'll try and guess
who
it is.
All right.
All right,
okay.
Go ahead.
Here's what they wrote. They all wrote, purple people eater at the zoo said, me and my monkey go home.
Right, you had us write that. For any particular reason?
My home, write that sentence, and I'll compare some of the traits so you actually can learn something during this interview here.
All right, by the way, why that sentence?
Why that sentence? Well, it's got a lot of Y's, which is sex drive.
Mm-hmm.
Got the M, which is intelligence. Got the T, which is self-image. So for teaching me on the radio, those letters have most of the easy letters to learn. Obviously, there's 80 or 90 traits. But these are the ones that you can sit there, write in your card, and go, wow, that's a trait I can learn.
All right, go to handwriting sample number one and tell me about that person. Okay, one of us on the show.
This one's, if you guys just chime in and guess, if you hit it, if you get enough traits that you know who it is.
All right.
This is probably the most intelligent person on the show.
Go ahead.
Which actually is saying a lot, because a lot of people are very bright, very analytical. Number one's also talkative, extremely talkative, probably diarrhea of the mouth half the time.
Mm-hmm.
Has a little bit of temper. And here's the kicker, extreme amount of vanity. This person is so concerned what people think about him, which is interesting because half the time he's paranoid, he or she, I can't tell if it's man or woman.
And I go from 50. No, I was thinking it was Fred.
No, not you.
Until they said extreme vanity.
Right, not you. I thought Fred first, but then I said, oh, that's Howard.
Okay, well, keep going. Yeah,
with a big loop in the D, it means that you're very sensitive to criticism. Uh-huh. And at the same time, if they get too sensitive, you just go, oh, screw him, I don't really, it doesn't bother my feelings at all. It's a defense mechanism.
That's Howard.
All right, now hold on a second. Is that all you have to say about number one?
A few more things.
Go ahead.
The bluffer means he can pretend he knows the answer when he has no idea what's going
on. That's
you! But go ahead, yeah.
He doesn't listen worth a darn.
That's you!
Yeah.
He's assertive, can be a little aggressive if he doesn't get his way. And his M's and N's are sharp like a sawtooth, mm-hmm. which is a sign of intelligence. Probably smart. Einstein had the same kind of M's and N's.
Okay.
So did Hitler. So if it's you, Howard.
You've been compared to Hitler before.
Now, wait a second now. Let me think about this. Let me review, okay? Intelligent, talkative, temper, extremely vain. Okay.
Paranoid
was a big buzzword.
But the most intelligent person on the show, I don't know that I think that of myself.
Yes, you do.
I mean, I do, but I don't know that I am.
You write that way.
Yeah.
And the final thing, I don't know if it's you or not, Howard, he'll tell us in a second. Your T-bar is like right on top of Tim. When you put purple people eater,
yeah.
right on top, which means great self-image.
Huh.
I've done a lot of research, and the most successful people in the country and the world tend to cross their T-bars right on top of the Tim. And that stuff that Donald Trump, all these people right on top of the Sam Steve Wynn, all these successful people.
All right, I'm going to say that this is not... You say it's me?
I say it's you.
All right, I say number one is... I say it is not me.
Oh, please, Howard. Who else could it be?
Well, actually, a lot of people are intelligent and a little temperamental on the show. I've noticed in the handwriting. But
right, but these set of characteristics only belong to one of us.
Howard, take it. I said you're the most intelligent one. Take it, man.
No, I will refuse to say that to me.
Humble. It's
I'm not
the
even.
Same thing.
I don't think it's me. I think that certain things in there are not me.
All right. Well, you want to know now, or do you want to go on?
Oh, Howard, this one also has a really strong sex drive.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a loner.
All right. I say it's Fred.
Howard.
I say it's Fred.
All right. I say number one is Howard. Who else?
Jackie, who do you say it is?
Can you chime in?
You know what? It'd be a lot easier if we could compare it to
no,
the next
No, we're
time.
Not going to play that way.
I think it's you.
You think it's me?
Yeah, because I know you want it to be you.
It's not me. I know it's not. Go ahead, Fred, who do you think
oh,
it
yeah,
is?
It's you.
You think it's me?
Absolutely.
That's the first sign of paranoia to denial, so maybe it is.
I say he's even acting himself right
I'll
now.
I'll put money on the fact that number one is not me.
$20 is you.
$20, you're on.
My estimation was that it was Robin, though.
Nah,
yeah,
$20
too.
Is you.
Yeah, all right, well, I got $20 with you, my dear. Gary?
Yes, Fred.
You don't know who it is.
I know the answer.
All right, but don't say the... Are we going to say the answer now?
No,
I think we should.
Because maybe we'll change our minds when we hear another one.
No, you're not allowed to change your mind.
Stop it.
There's too many choices. I think you're going to forget.
Aren't you writing them down?
By the time you get to number
five. All right, I'd say we find out now.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll take the fun out of it.
Okay.
Talkative, brilliant, paranoid.
Let's wait.
All right, go to number two.
Oh, God, you keep me in the dark. You got to drive me nuts.
Go to number two.
Okay, number two.
By the way, you think that's me as well?
Well, from what I can tell from all the hearing samples, I would guess it's you.
Okay.
But I haven't heard the show lately because I took it off the market here.
Where are you?
Dallas.
Bastard.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Nationwide is on your side.
Yeah, exactly. I like Donna Fidel. She was cool.
Number two.
Okay, number two. Prince Everything. Now, this is the most insecure of the group.
Oh.
Always trying to prove himself or herself.
Oh, boy.
It's Jackie.
Fred.
Now, this is the T-bar's really low. If you're following at home, T-bar's real low. Always trying to compensate. Also very vain, but it's a compensation, trying to oversell his ability.
Uh-huh.
Now, in the word monkey, it's capital K. It's called the go-to-hell K. And if you see that in your writing, it means you are extremely defiant. He'll go 60 miles an hour just because the speed limit is 55.
This is Jackie.
Expressive need for praise.
Right.
Blunt. He acts like he knows the answer, he doesn't. Everybody on the show is blunt, by the way, and everyone's analytical, and most people are smart, Alex. So you can pretty much set the global trait.
Right.
Go ahead. Keep going.
Okay. He is broad-minded, though. Number two, will listen to you. He's a BSer, and he has got the smallest lower loops of any of you, which means he's a two-hump chump.
What does that mean?
He's got a very low sex drive and he can't perform as long as the other people.
Well, that's definitely Fred.
Yes. See, I thought Fred right away.
Well, are they going to fess up? Come on, fess up. Who's got the lack of energy?
This is I'm going to go with Jackie.
Yeah, it's a it's really hard on this.
This is Jackie. What do you say it is, Rob?
I wanted to say Fred at first, but now I'm...
Gary, are you in this group?
Yeah.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, but he knows everybody, so...
Well, it's Jackie. Jackie, who do you say it is?
I'm going to say it's Gary because I like Poo Hump Chump.
I don't know. I'm sticking with my... I think it's Fred.
Okay, diplomatic, broad-minded, a little sexually frustrated, sex drives aren't a priority, and it's just over... The average person wouldn't know there was a self-esteem problem. Everything's real successful.
Right. No, this isn't Jackie. I'd bet anything that this is Jackie.
Well, I'm going to go with Fred.
Hey, come on, Gary. Help us out here.
I'm not looking at the answer, so we're done.
All right, Fred, who do you think it is?
Well, this is a toss-up.
Say Jackie, you'll be right.
The only thing that's throwing me is the low sex drive thing.
Well, yeah, you know what?
Either Gary or Jackie do not appear to be that way.
So it might be you.
I'm changing my answer.
Who are you changing it to?
Gary.
You say it's Gary. All right, and Howard says it's Jackie.
You're making me a two-hump chump, man.
I don't even know what that is. What is a two-hump chump?
It's just the lower loop. So if you look at this as a fun for the secretary pool today,
right.
The people with the bigger lower loops have the biggest sex drive.
All right, go to number three.
So number two has got an average sex drive. Okay, number nine. Gary, I wish you'd tell us. They're not going to know how brilliant I am until we're totally done.
Right, we're going to be done before you know.
Okay, number three here. This person, actually, a second hearing sample is a little more informational. Very moody, probably the most likely to be on Prozac of the whole group.
Ooh.
Oh, no, Fred. Go ahead. it's either Robin or Fred. Go ahead.
Very emotional, highs and low, and very temperamental. This person would snap at you in a second.
That's not me.
So far, it's either you or Fred. Go ahead, yeah.
Very blunt pocket. Here's the deal. I can't tell if men or women. This person would, doesn't want to lie, but if they ever did a white lie, they would get themselves caught because they're so talkative.
Go ahead.
And I don't know about this one. You can't tell a lot of health things, but from what someone taught me once, this person may have an injury on their left foot or ankle.
Oh.
Maybe that's not 100%.
Tell that from handwriting?
Gee.
Yeah. Can I ask
you? Who cares?
Number three, Gary. Number three.
All right. Robin, who do you think that is?
I think that must be Jackie.
Also, this person's still pissed off from something that happened when they were, six.
Robin.
A lot of resentment.
All right. Robin says it's Jackie. Howard says it's Robin. Jackie, who do you say it is? Fred?
That kind of cinched it for me, the six-year-old pissed off thing.
What was I pissed off at six?
Everything.
Weren't you molested at six?
No, it was 11. Yeah, six was a happy year.
Yeah, but you were in foreplay at six. Okay, go ahead, Fred. Who do you say it is?
I say it's Robin.
Okay, and Gary?
That's got to be Robin.
Well, then again, when was
number four, please.
All right, we're going to guess that. I think I heard Robin was the significant one. Number four. All right, this one's got a little stuff to see. So whoever number four is going to deny everything, probably. And this is your big fat liar, Edgar.
Hmm.
Yeah. Which actually, it's actually a little white lies. This is, Bill Clinton's got this, by the way.
Go ahead.
He's got a little O with two loops in the top. It's called a lying loop. And when you see that, your girlfriend or husband or writing a grocery note, see that lying loop, you better check it out.
Go ahead, give me more information on the person.
Stubborn, fluidity of thought, extremely persistent, very passionate, and likes to acquire stuff. Now, here's the good thing. A gullible and overly trusting. This person will believe anything you tell them. Most likely to join a convent.
Okay.
Doing a cult.
I know who it is already.
Who's that?
This is Gary. Gary tells little white lies. He does it. He does it all the time to cover his ass.
Uh-huh.
No offense, man. Okay. But that's, hey, Howard, you said that, and I never say it. And a million people tell me this about Gary.
And he's habitually rebellious and a little antagonistic.
Yeah. This is Gary.
Hmm.
Loves to learn. Very open-minded.
Yeah, he's a mixture of things, but the white lie would be Gary.
I'm totally confused at this point.
Go ahead, Robin. Who do you think it is?
I'm just going to say it's Fred because I don't know anything at this point.
Jackie, you want to take a guess?
I already used Gary, so I got to put me for that one.
All right, that's Jackie. Jackie lies. Go ahead. Jackie isn't a liar.
Again, this is one of those things where it could be either Gary or Jackie, but when they said, because they said acquired stuff.
Yeah,
I thought that might be Jackie.
No, Gary is a collector.
That's true.
Then I'll go with Gary on that.
Mm-hmm.
See, I would go with Jackie.
He collects cartoons.